What do children need? You need a couple different things to grow into adults that are able to function, be healthy, do well in school, and to interact with others. So you have to have some kind of movement. And we talked about that. If you're sitting around all day, you have to have the ability to touch. And that's why when we were playing rough and tumble, that was helpful. But now that's lessened. You want to have human connection or you're going to feel apart from everyone. And you're going to, and you need to have some kind of connection with nature. And so that is huge. There's something in our last book, Code to Joy. You know, I had some suggestions for, you know, just kind of simple suggestions that weren't clinical about how to be happy. And one of them was immersing yourself in the outdoors, such as taking walks, you know, trees, grass, clouds, other natural scenery. That has a cooling, calming effect on your brain. These are called fractals. These are recurrent patterns in nature. If you're looking at clouds, if you're looking at ocean waves, these have a calming pattern because they're recurrent, smaller versions of each other. So that can reduce a stress response by up to 60% by just being in it. So let's say you're stressed out as can be. One simple thing you can do is to take a walk where there are trees and bushes and flowers. The problem is, if you're sitting inside, you're not going to be able to take care of that. Now, by the way, if you do that, then you're getting exercise. And remember, it can be just as effective as drug therapy in relieving symptoms of depression and creating happiness. So you've got a double benefit. I mentioned the gratitude list because you're focusing on the positive and you're building good brain structure. And so these are things that everybody can do in kind of a simple way. But the problem is young kids are going to need the specialists, the pediatricians that deal with this, and the child developmental specialists say that they're going to need 2 to 3 hours of active rough and tumble activity.
Right. They've got to really be given that kind of time.
Right. And if they don't have it, they're not going to develop. Just think of if you've ever broken your leg, I have, and you can't walk on it for a while, think of how that muscle deteriorates. You know, it just shrinks.
Oh, yeah.
You have to build it up.
Atrophy.
Think of that happening to your central nervous system. Think about just lowering your ability to cope. So we have two major stress systems in our body. We have more, but basically we have a system in our body, in our central nervous system, that gears us up for activity, for fight or flight or freeze or orientation. And then we have one that calms us down. One is the sympathetic nervous system for fight or flight or freeze. The parasympathetic calms us down. Well, what happens is the sense of touch, when you're touching things, including out in nature or living organisms, you are going to lower cortisol, which is the major stress hormone. So you're going to calm your central nervous system by interacting with nature. And there aren't any replacements for that. You cannot just sit around in a room and play video games and get that kind of release. So the more isolated you become, the less you have that as a counterbalancing force. And I'm just concerned about kids overall.
I got to tell you, George, that I forgot my phone one day. I was going out, went to the store, and I just forgot it. So,
yeah.
You know, I'm in the store, and I'm gone for about 2 hours. I did miss it. I got to tell you. I mean, it's kind of strange. But, you know, you say, you know, did anybody send me a text or, you know, did I miss a call? And it becomes an appendage
right
to you. It's weird.
Well, you can become addicted and habituated to anything. Now, by the way, I have my cell phone with me. And when I headed on the Fritz and I had to get another one while they were changing things out, I certainly noticed it. And it can be the source of good news or of developing circumstances.
It's a great tool for business.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, you take calls, messages. I get calls from the network or the, you know, the sales, the marketing departments and stuff.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's a great tool for business.
And you're feeling connected to the world.
That's right.
Without it, you're kind of alone in a way, especially if you're out of town.
We're coming back with more with Dr. George Pratt. Plus, we'll take your questions on Coast to Coast AM.